Thank you again for tuning in, and I have Jessie in the house. Woo, Jessie Wright.
Hey.
So we're going to ask her some questions. Thank you so much for coming here.
Absolutely.
You know, the point of this show is to bring a lot of value to the people that are listening and just really empower all the men, women that are starting out in the industry, any business in particular. So I'm just so excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you get started? What was going on in your head? And, you know, just how did you overcome some of this stuff? And I know I asked a lot of questions, but just tell us a little bit. Give us, you know, just a little bit about your story.
Okay, absolutely. So first things first, I'm from good old West Virginia, and this is how they talk down in West Virginia. No, I'm just joking. I'm from the north. I know, right? I'm from the northern panhandle, though, so I don't really have an accent. But that's where I grew up, and then went to college at West Virginia University, communication and business degree. I worked, actually, I sold Cutco for like 10 years. Never thought that I'd actually... I know, right? It's kind of weird when I explain the story because I never thought that I'd actually, I thought it was just going to be a summer and get some good sales experience and then off to something else.
And here you are, this phenomenal salesperson.
Well, and it's so, and thank you. I almost like, I don't even want to be a phenomenal like salesperson, but it's weird because that was the base though for all my business experience, from phone calls to in person to knowing how to hold yourself accountable, knowing how to hold others accountable, just every bit of that. You know, I really do owe it to Cutco for a lot of the journey. So Cutco took me to meeting the people in the Real Producers business, and that's what brought me out here. So Real Producers is a nationwide company, and in every market we're connecting top producing realtors to the best affiliates and connecting them to each other, which frankly doesn't exist. So I'm really grateful that our platform is interesting because it really does help this community, and I can't be happier about what we're doing and where we're going.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, get a little bit more deeper in that. Like, what is Jessie Wright do? I mean, I know how much value that she brings to us as real estate agents. I know that you can get all these realtors and business owners, whether it's a home inspection company, contractors, and all the top 500 agents in one room every time you put an event, and everybody's there, happy, connecting, and I love that. So how do you do it? Like, tell me more.
A lot of phone calls. Yep. No, you know what it is it's kind of simple, and it's also like very difficult at the same time, but it's such a simple philosophy, and I'm grateful that I think I'm just born with it, which is I'm just constantly trying to be myself.
Right.
And I'm just trying to connect dots for people. And again, maybe that's just who I am and how I was kind of programmed.
Okay.
But I love when you're like, actually, Paulina from your team, she'll hit me up and go, hey, Jessie, who's your go-to termite company? Hey, Jessie, do you have somebody who can drop off flyers? And hey, Jessie, do you have someone who can circle dial my area? And I'm like, yep. So it's really, I love connecting dots for people and connecting realtors to people that can actually get things done for them very, very effectively. And then the reason that we connect this community is I think that, again, there was this gap in the real producing community where, you know, frankly, all of our associations nationwide don't do a great job of connecting top producing realtors to those, to each other. So you guys are all left to go mastermind together. You're left to go do everything on your own, build relationships, do everything on your own, which can get really hard.
Right.
And so you want to connect to other top producing realtors. They want to connect to you. Everyone wants to connect to each other. So that's what we've done, is just figured out a way to really do that in a social setting. We did that through our monthly magazine. And we do that now through our mastermind series, which I'm really excited about, which is a more educational style of connecting you guys all together and just really giving people an opportunity to learn and then connect in that. And again, it's all about networking. It's about knowing who to talk to and when to talk to them and just follow up with people, you know?
Yeah, no, I love it. I think when I went to one of your networking events, there was a lot of names that I worked with before, a lot of top agents that we talked about.
Right.
I mean, even being Facebook friends with them, but I never met them in person.
Mm-hmm.
I think there isn't enough events. We're always busy. We have our own lives. And it's just like, it was so amazing to just kind of meet people in person and just be like, oh my gosh, you're real.
Yeah.
And I think that really helped me when I did have a deal come across and I'm like, I know him. I met him at Jesse's event.
Totally.
We totally connected. We had a glass of wine and just break bread. And it was, you know, that's
the guards down.
Your guards down.
The guards down, and you're totally hit the nail on the head. The fact is, you guys, the top agents are hustling. When you're not working, you're spending time with families, or your families are doing something you're passionate about, which doesn't leave a lot of time for networking with your peers.
Right.
Although you want to, it doesn't leave time for that. So our events are quarterly. They're a handful of times a year. They're not every month. They're very few and far between. And we do that strategically because it's just enough time where you're like, I really need to get out and network with my peers, or I really want to see somebody, or I really want to connect and go deeper with something. And it gives you that opportunity. And then to your point, all of a sudden you're like, I see your name all over reports, or you're crushing it in my town.
Right.
Or, oh my gosh, you're so-and-so. I've learned a ton. I watch you vicariously through Instagram and social media, but I never get to see you in person. So it's so awesome to like meet them one-on-one. And that's when business really does get done.
Yeah. And we didn't have it. And she's only been doing this, guys, for 2.5 years mm-hmm. in San Diego.
2.5.
Oh my god!
So yeah, actually, our this is our 2 year anniversary month, and I'm kind of bleeding it into next month with our 2 year anniversary party next month. So
no, we're excited, and that's the thing, you don't just throw parties and get together. I mean, they're so fun.
Yeah, they're good. They're
I mean, that's
events.
Something that like we look forward to. I mean, I don't go to some of the other association events.
Right.
I go to Jesse Wright's events. Like, we have a good time, and I get to meet a lot of my friends that we don't get to usually connect because we're always working.
Right.
So I love everything that you're doing. But, I mean, let's dig a little deeper because we are providing value. I mean, I want to know you. Like, what does it take to be Jesse Wright? How did you get to where you got to? Like, it's just, there's just so much more to that.
Yeah.
It's just like not everybody can just pick up and say, hey, I'm going to go to San Diego and move across, you know, town and just run a magazine.
Yeah.
Like, tell me a little bit about you.
Yeah, I've lived in three places. I've lived in West Virginia, I've lived in Boston, and I've lived here now. And you know what? I kind of go back to this one thing that my dad taught me. And every time I'd leave the house mm-hmm. when or get off the phone with him when I live far away, but every time I'd go out on a Cutco presentation, my dad would always say this one thing to me. He'd always say, hey, babe, have a great day. Go make a name for yourself.
I love it.
He'd always say, go make a name for yourself. And it was just as simple as like, oh, okay, have a great day. Go make a name for yourself. And he ingrained that in me. And from a really young age too. So he said it all through my 20s after I moved away. And I always had to go make a name for myself. And actually, a fun fact, when I first moved here and started this, I knew no one, right? So I started this from scratch, and I knew like three people, and no one was really tied to the real estate community. So it was completely starting from scratch. But the fascinating part about it was I had a really hard few months in this business, and it kicked the crap out of me. And I don't know why, but I'll tell you guys, I went 0 for 42. What that means is I had zero sales for 42 appointments.
Oh my goodness.
Like just let it sink in.
Yeah.
0 for 42. And that was, you know, and at first it's funny because in the moment I didn't think it was devastating. Well, I knew something was wrong. I was obviously fundamentally something was wrong with my sales pitch or whatever. And I could not figure it out. And maybe it was my energy. Again, I came from Boston, very East Coast, to like chill San Diego. So I was trying to find me and keep me through all this. And that was really challenging. And then, but my dad's words just came back in, like, go make a name for yourself. And I had to make a name for myself. And I was not going to give up until I made a name for myself.
And you made a name for yourself.
That was like
true. I mean, I have your magazines here on my desk, and everybody knows Jesse Wright. When we hear Jesse Wright, we don't just hear like, oh God, you know, she just runs a magazine. We smile and we know how genuine and amazing you are. So there's just so much more to that. So I love that. And I love that you share that with us, because the whole point of this is being successful. It's not easy. You're going to run into issues. You're going to run into problems. You're going to, you know, how do you overcome that? I mean, you have your dad, you know, just in the back of your head telling you, you got this. Mm-hmm. You're my daughter. You got this.
Right.
You know, and you just keep going. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like my point. It's just like you overcame that. Mm-hmm. And here you are sitting with us and sharing with the world, like, some of the things that you run into. And then, so what's Jesse Wright's goal for the next 5 years?
Yeah, great question. Well, my boyfriend and I just bought a house. Actually, he bought a house. Amazing. I just helped him. I'm helping there for emotional support, you know, because he's doing a lot of the stuff on his own. And I'm really excited to take this next step with him. We're talking about marriage and kids and what that might look like, and it scares the hell out of me. But I think if I was a mom, I'd be a really good mom. Like, I'll tote the kid around on my side and be like, let's go, hustle up, don't do that. I don't know what I'm gonna do. He's like the real graceful one. So I've found my person, and like, I'm just excited to see where that kind of organically goes to. Yeah. And that's personal life anyway. Business, man, I've never been more excited to build what we're building. And it's only, I know it's been 2 years, but like, I feel like we're just getting started.
I love it.
Like, I have my girl here, Abby, today, who, you know, Abby's my executive assistant. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm starting to really hit a stride where I can, like, with Abby's help, like, where can we go next? You know what I mean? Like, what could we create a San Diego or North San Diego County Real Producers?
Like, I was gonna get to that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm down with it. I know that they want to fill that territory, and we need to. There's not enough. I don't have enough bandwidth to get up there without Abby's help,
right?
And without the help of, you know, more of our affiliate vendors that really want to be connected to that real estate community, and then the agents up there, because of course it is kind of like night and day.
Yeah.
That's a big territory that we're barely touching.
So that's,
we have a lot of room to grow.
So that's the thing. It's just like maybe a couple of different locations, you know,
possibly
spread the love.
Possibly, but at the same time, I'd rather go, and I learned this from another top agent, Ben Biggs, who, shout out to you, Ben, love you. inch wide, mile deep. I'd rather go an inch wide with all my relationships, but take them a mile deep.
And
I'd rather do that with every single person instead of go and just make it bigger, 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 bigger. I'd rather go deeper and stronger with the current people in our sphere. You know what I mean?
No, I love it. You know everyone, especially all the top agents.
I'm getting there. That is one of my goals. One of my goals is to meet and sit down with every single agent in our top 500 group, which is a very big goal. But little by little, we're going to get there.
No, and you know what else I just absolutely love about this magazine and what you're doing with it is just like, you have a way of making people and just really highlighting them and making them feel special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like you're doing a thing with the military folks.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal for our veterans.
Totally.
Like, they're excited about that.
Totally.
You're doing this thing with, like, you know, with the people that are just the rising stars.
Yeah.
You know, you had me on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, 5 years
well,
in.
Well, look at, and you're actually, like, we should flip this on you,
oh,
girl.
No, 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 it's about you.
I know, but still, it's like, what you've done in such a short period of time is outrageous. And like, more, it just, again, I want to be, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm going to be like, I don't care where you go. I will always have your back, kind of thing.
Thanks, babe.
'Cause you're next level in how you think, how you do business, how you run your team, who you are, but you also like, you're next level, but you can have a blast doing this. You're making it look really easy when I know it's not easy at all. It's very hard. And I want to be around people like you all the time.
I want to be around people like you. No, I love the energy. And I think it's super important for whether somebody's listening to us or watching us right now, is just surround yourself with like-minded people, or just people that have that, you know, just always rooting for you, you know, and just like lift you up and tell you can be anything or do anything. I know it's not easy, but we can do it.
Totally.
I mean, somebody said, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. I mean, like, that's a big deal for me. And I was like, okay,
yep.
Well, if that's the case, and I'm saying the same thing. I've been in this business for about 6 years doing real estate, and if I can do it and be here and sit down with this amazing businesswoman, then you can do it too.
Right.
Jesse, you know, you just took off and came to a place where you didn't know anybody, and you grew this magazine in your business in 2.5 years, and it wasn't an easy journey, but you did it. You had that mindset. You're like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, there's no, every day, we talked about this before, but the one thing, you could take something away, is there's no room in my brain for worry at all.
Tell me more about that.
There's just no...
I worry.
there's no room. Like, as soon as I start to worry, I catch it. And there, I just find a way to change my thought pattern. Because the moment you start, like, and I read it recently, worry is like praying for, what is it? It was like, worry is like praying for the stuff you don't want. And I was like, oh shit. Like,
yeah. It's almost made up. Like,
you have to think of everything that you think about has to be about things that you want, not things you don't want. So every single thought, especially when I start to catch it, like even when I'm driving, I'm like, I intend safety, especially if I have a close call, because I'm kind of a fast driver out there. Like, oh, get out the way, you know? Yeah. But I'm like, okay, that was a little close. So I intend safety, and I just like reaffirm safety. Like, it's so funny. I just reaffirm my intention of safety.
Being safe, yeah.
And then same with worry. I just don't, as soon as I start to catch weird stuff in my head, I'm like, no. It's going to go great. You're going to have exactly, you're going to get whatever you're going through, like quickly shift it from whatever negative thought you had to a positive one and try to catch that and stomp it out immediately, because worry is zero productivity. Like,
that's true.
Worry is just, it's death. It's literally can give you, get you sick.
No, it can't. Like, I think it's just one thing I read recently was, and I read and listen to mostly like a lot of audio, is it stated that whatever, when you're worried, like you put that feeling inside you, and you're feeling that stress, and nothing's happened yet. So if you're, for example, like if you're going skydiving, right? From the moment that you think about that, and it's just like, am I going to die? Am I going to jump? Am I going to do this? And it's just like, you're giving yourself that anxiety that's not even happened yet. So it's just like this made up thing that you feel, but you're putting your body through that stress and nothing's happened.
You're burning your adrenal glands. I'm not like a super scientist or know anything about the body that much, but I just refuse to think about negative energy or negative thoughts and go rolling on them.
Yeah.
Like it might cross, and then I'm like, oh, and I just quickly try to remember and push it away.
That's
awesome. You have to, especially
have
in this business.
Have that right state of mind.
Yeah. All about mindset.
It really is.
I don't care what you do. It's all about mindset.
I remember that first time, like somebody told me to go door knocking, and I was like, well, shit, this is scary. Mm-hmm. You know, so I sat in my car for about an hour, mm-hmm. and I just sat there and came up with all the reasons why I shouldn't knock on that door. Mm. And I just wasted an hour.
Yeah.
And I just like, oh my gosh, you're going to slam the door. It's getting late, so they're probably having dinner. They're probably not, you know, and then you do all this stuff, and I knock on the door and nobody's home.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sat there for an hour and just talked myself out. But you know, it's just, and then I did that again, and guess what? I got a couple listings out of it. It is just like, to overcome your, that mindset, that negative thoughts, is because I think our minds are so built to protect us.
Right.
So anything that's uncomfortable is just like, stay away. Right. Don't do this.
You have to beat that.
Yeah.
You have to take time every day to beat that. You know, you got to pay attention to what is going through your mind. Cause if you're not paying attention to the thoughts, man, send you right down the negative spiral chute, you know?
No, it's tough. But I mean, here you are, you're sitting here, you beat all these negative things, and you're here in San Diego, and you're just getting started.
Right, and there's still a lot of stuff that I worry about. I mean, mm-hmm. every event that I host, I'm very, you know, I'm very anxious. Like, that's like, I'm anxious talking on camera. Like, I'm anxious, but.
So am I, that's why I'm here.
Right, exactly, because you're growing, and so, I'm always anxious, but then I realized, just do it.
Just do it.
Like, pick up the phone. Like, just do it. Or just make the call. Or just have the fierce conversation. Just do it. Like, what is the worst that can happen when you just go for it? It's that they say no.
At least you have a 50-50
chance. They slam the door in your face.
Yeah.
They say no thank you. They may save face and lie to your face, but whatever, like, just, they might say yes too.
They might say yes too, and I think that's what it is.
Like, go for it, you know?
My daughter came to me yesterday, and she's like, Mommy, hey, I want to run for cheer captain. Is this a dumb idea? I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. And I'm just like, well, do you want to do it? She's like, yeah, I really want to do it, but I'm scared. I'm like, okay, well, what are you scared of? And she's like, you know, I'm scared, what if they don't pick me? And I'm like, well, what if they do pick you, you know? And I'm like, what do you have planned for? So that's where I'm going with this, is because like, if you're scared of something or you want to do something, put a plan together.
Right.
If you're sitting there not doing anything about it at all, then nothing's going to come out of it. Nothing's going to happen. And your chances, at least, like, if you put a plan together and go for it, you have a good chance.
Straight up. I think you hit the nail on the head. The fact is, if I ever am really fearful, it's because I didn't practice. If I practice what I'm going to say in, like, script train, like, you guys are all mostly real estate agents or loan officers or people in our field. You need to practice what you want to say so that it feels good, so that you can say natural. it without even looking at a script or whatever. You'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
You'll feel so much better when you practice. So I always practice or understand, or sometimes I just fail forward, but definitely plan, you know, and think about what you want to say and how you want to say it, or just visualize. Like, just visualize how you intend it going. It doesn't have to be perfect, but just visualize, like, the way you would feel when you're having your client sign the agreement. Like, visualize them smiling and sitting at the table and saying, we're so excited to work with you, or whatever. Like, visualize the positive outcome, and then just stop thinking and go and do
just
it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
So what's, now you mentioned that, so just what are some advice that you give to agents or people trying to run their own business, and just, you know, that's a little bit empowering and that helped you. Like, what's that one advice you give people?
The first thing is find someone who's already done it and done it well, and just sit down with a coffee or sit down with them, and or just shadow them for 3 days. Take time out of your busy schedule, or what you think might be busy, and go sit down with them and pick their brain. I don't like that saying, but ask them to give you advice. Ask them to, like, can I shadow you for a day? And if they say no, ask the next person. If they say no, ask the next person. Like, find someone. So in my business, I have several mentors, because Real Producers is a national franchise, and I have several people that are way better than me. Way better. So I just see what they're doing online. I ask them for phone calls. I just call them and say, hey, can da-da-da-da-da real fast, or hey, da-da-da. And I just keep asking, and they're all awesome, like-minded people, so they usually give me their time. So find a mentor, find someone you can follow, and then just put the plan in place. Like you said, map it out, which is also my hardest thing to do, is masterminding what my next right five steps are sometimes. But sit down and think through and plan that, and then, again, reverse engineer. Who do you need to call to make all those things happen? Those are the first phone calls you make. And then you just keep doing that.
Yeah, I think just a lot of people are not doing that. It's just like putting a plan in place and just going for it. I get it. Like, okay, let's just get up and just go door knock. I think the first thing is just take a pen and paper, put it in writing. Like, this is what I'm going to do. Every year I put a business plan together.
Yeah.
And every year I want to do a little bit different or better. And just honestly, it's just like step out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So if something is, you know, that I'm afraid of or scared of, like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that more of this. Like, I don't steer away from it. It's like, I don't like it, so I'm not going to do it. I'm just like, no, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to overcome this, and I'm going to grow, and I'm going to do the next thing. But I always start with writing it down and how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to overcome this. I need to have a plan.
Totally.
So the main reason why I'm doing this, the podcast and the videos, is because, gosh, like, just a year ago, I was scared to look at myself on my camera and just do a quick, like, hey, do an open house video. I'm like, now I'm doing videos, and I'm like, okay, how do I, you know, how do I make it even better? I'm going to go interview, like, all the top people that are intimidating and that are awesome.
Yeah.
And gosh, they're my friends.
Yeah.
And,
build relationships. You're so easy to talk to, and it ends up, like we talked about it, it ends up serving everyone in the long run.
And I
found
that. If
you just closed off, like, it doesn't serve people to be closed off.
Totally.
You know? It we all need to share.
All the top people, like yourself, like all the other agents that I'm interviewing, we're so open to sharing everything with you. So typically, like, all the top people or good agents that been there, done that, they don't mind sharing with
they
you.
They don't mind sharing at all.
So just ask.
Just ask. Just like, ask. They don't mind sharing. And if they do, they're the wrong agent to talk to.
Exactly.
Like, some people are like that, but you just go, okay, cool. You're just, moving on.
On to the next one. They're not all like that, I can assure you.
And they may have used to, I've kind of noticed, they may have used to be like that, like, years ago.
Right.
But I don't know about you guys, but I'm finding every agent I talk to, they want to share. They want to mastermind. They love our events. Like, Scott Ulrich and Ross Clark, I introduced them at our last event. They've both been in the business for over 15 years, thought they knew each other. Their markets are Coronado and La Jolla. I'm like, oh, y'all know each other. They don't know each other.
That's
I introduce
crazy.
Them the next week, they're in escrow.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, I know what we're doing matters.
And totally the agents that want to be involved, and the ones that don't, like, oh, okay, cool. Like,
that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. On to the next one. Yeah. Again, you want to have your circle and stick to that circle. Exactly. And I think everybody that's around us, I think they're all amazing people. And
100%.
So many good
And I know I'm
agents.
Not a fit for everybody. I know that.
Yes, you are. I don't know one person that doesn't get along with you.
No, I have like three haters.
Do we want to talk about your
haters? No. I send them love, man.
Send them love.
Like, you know.
Hug your
Yeah, hug your haters.
That's a good book.
Oh, it's a book?
It's a book. Hug your haters.
Oh.
Let them just, you know.
I think I might read that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
there's enough Beyonce songs that talks about that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that and like, we all don't have enough people to, like, I already have, like, I have a strong strong crew, man. I'm grateful for everybody.
And everybody can win.
We can all win six times in a row.
Yes.
That's how, like, there's so much abundance in our town. There's so much business. There's so much love. There's so much. There is whatever you're looking for, straight up. So if you're looking for negative vibes, you're going to find them. If you're looking for positive, you're going to find it. So you get what you're looking for most of the time. So that's
I love it.
Straight up.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us, and we love you. And I mean, if
love
somebody
back.
Wants to just follow Jessie Wright and find out what your next project is and what it is that you're doing and how you're bringing everybody together, how do we find you?
Yes. So my cell phone number is literally on my Facebook page under the About section, so I'm really not hard to find. My cell phone's like right there. But Facebook, Jessie Wright, JessieWright. And my company is also online, San Diego Real Producers. And my email is literally my name, jessie@jessiewright.com. So it's I'm super easy to find.
Yes,
I'm not hiding.
She's
not
hiding. Amazing. No, it's just like and how cool is it that if they go visit your page, they find all the top people there?
Yeah.
Become friends with them.
Yeah,
on there,
we can
right?
easily connect. Yeah. We have some private Facebook groups that we're just kind of getting started. They're not moving and grooving super hard, like heavy, like I'd like yet. Mm-hmm. But again, I have good intentions of that group, and intend to really deepen those connections in that group. So, and that's amazing. You know, private group, but it's gonna be good.
No, I'm excited. I want to sit with you guys.
Okay. Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Thank you so much again for coming, and thank you everybody for listening to us. If you have any questions or anything, reach out to me or reach out to Jessie if you need to know more about her. So thanks again for watching.
Thanks. Bye.